Welcome back to Black Serendipity. It's your favorite host, Janikia. Today, I'm going to take you on a wild adventure. We're going to talk about registered agents. Buckle up, folks, because this is going to be a great ride. Very informational, and I like to say, pretty helpful. Now, before we embark on this epic quest, let's talk about why having a registered agent is as important as finding the perfect slice of pizza. Trust me, it's a big deal. Picture this. Your business is cruising along, and suddenly you find yourself with legal paperwork. You see a processor at your dinner date. The processor shows up to your main job. This is from a client that a couple of months ago, they were angry about something, so they decided to sue. But they wouldn't work with you any other way to figure things out. Or even worse, anyone can go online and get your personal information, your address, your phone number. Yeah, we're going to talk about it a little bit more. All right, now let's get to the fun part. What is a registered agent? Say that again, Janika. Registered agent. All right. So a registered agent plays a crucial role for your LLC. Limited. That was crazy. A registered agent plays a crucial role for your LLC, limited liability company, by acting as the official point of contact between your business and the state in which you're registered. Here's a breakdown of what they do. Excuse me. Legal compliance. A registered agent ensures your LLC complies with the state's legal requirements. They receive important legal documents, such as lawsuits, subpoenas, official government correspondence on behalf of your LLC. And it all depends. But you could also have some other important mail, like certain bills, to go to your LLC. Because think about it. Do you really want an important piece of mail in the hands of your nosy neighbor or, I don't know, an aunt, a sister, a brother? Plus, if you have a partner, this is great. That way, there is some type of proof that it went to a specific place. Neither one of you can be responsible for holding out on the other. Service of process. They'll accept service of process on behalf of your LLC. They'll receive, like I said, lawsuits, legal notices, and they'll ensure that it promptly gets forwarded to you or to the appropriate person within your company. Privacy and confidentiality. Cannot say this enough. You do not want your personal information listed publicly. Like, think about it. How do scammers know all this information about you or your company because it's listed publicly. They shield you from unwanted solicitation and maintaining a professional image. So, yeah. You won't be getting calls about updating your car warranty. Business availability and business continuity. For example, if you don't have regular hours or let's say you don't have an outside office, your office is in your home. Any legal notices, any mail goes there. Anything important goes there. Registration for the next year for the state, all of it goes there. Any fines, any taxes, all of that paperwork goes there. And that's good. You won't miss anything. And Lord knows, hats off to the people that work for USPS. It is a hard job, I can imagine. However, it's more likely to go to a business than it will your home. Overall, a registered agent serves as a vital link between your LLC and the state's legal system, ensuring that your business remains compliant and informed about any legal matters that may arise. It's important to choose a reliable and professional registered agent to fulfill these responsibilities effectively. And we're going to talk about where you can find them momentarily. Refreshing your beverage. I'll be back. All right, we need to find the perfect registered agent for the business, right? So let me share some tried and true methods to locate an ideal legal sidekick for you. You can use the word on the street technique, you know. Go to a local coffee shop. Eavesdrop on some conversations. You just might stumble upon a name of a cool registered agent in town, and not just any coffee shop. A coffee shop where you find a lot of the small businesses. And I can't think of many right now, but there are a lot. And I'm not talking about the commercial ones, and we know who they are. But I'm talking about the mom and pops, where you see quite a few professionals sitting in there on their laptops. Or you could try the randomizer method. You know, pull up a list online, close your eyes, and pick one. Let fate decide who your legal superhero will be. Like a legal game of Russian roulette. The legal roulette. My favorite is the super sleuth strategy. Actually research. Whatever state you're in, and I'm going to use Virginia, just type in registered agent near me. There are quite a few. Or get a lawyer. A lawyer that specializes in business. They too could be your registered agent. Read online reviews, recommendations from other small businesses or LLCs. Try one of the business communities. Join one. Ask questions. Hire a business coach. Let them find two or three for you to choose from. Remember, while having a blast trying to find the light of side of choosing a registered agent, it's essential to consult with legal professionals to ensure you're making the right decisions for your business. Legal matters require expert guidance. So keep that in mind as you navigate through this journey. Now let's move on to some practical tips on locating the perfect registered agent, or once you've found them. As I said, you can seek recommendations. The power of social media. Many registered agents maintain an active online presence. So not just going online and Google, Bing, Yahoo, not just searching there, but try TikTok, try Instagram. I've noticed that there are a lot of people telling you, get your LLCs. I do think that's very important to protect yourself. But it's also important to protect your name, not just for business-wise, but personally putting it out there for everyone to find you. It's going to require a balance of humor and diligence. Embrace the journey. Have a good laugh along the way. Make smart choices. And don't forget to pray about it. That wraps up our guide to finding a registered agent. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you have questions or you're looking for a business coach, please reach out to Black Serendipity. We would love to help you. Until next time. Keep chasing your dreams, building your empire, and always remember to embrace the unexpected with a smile on your face. This is Janika. Have a great day.